5 powerful tips to reduce canceled contracts with wholesaling in real estate. Okay, so canceled contracts, that's a real thing. Okay, canceled contracts, a lot of people, most hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11 Days Challenge. On this episode, we're talking about 5 powerful tips to reduce canceled contracts with wholesaling in real estate, okay? So, canceled contracts, that's a real thing, okay? Canceled contracts, a lot of people, most of the contracts you're going to sign, even if you were doing it right, right? would not go to deals, okay? And yeah, I know somebody told you probably that most of the contracts you sign will become deal. That's why you got excited after the first contract, right? Truth of the matter is that most of the contracts you're signing will not go to become a deal. And there are multiple reasons for that. You know, there's too many wholesalers, okay? There's no such thing as too many, but there's a lot of wholesalers coming into the game, about 500 per day in any local market, thanks to the YouTube channels, okay? The big guru YouTube channels, of course. A lot of people are coming in the game, you know, people are giving them free games and that's fine. So what does that leave us? We have the same size of market, right? That means at some point, something has to give way, okay? Who's gonna give way? It's not gonna be me because I stay learning marketing, okay? And those that learn the skills of marketing are gonna outlast everybody else. And that's gonna be less than 3% of people. Most people are gonna get stuck on things like drive for dollars, knocking on doors because they think it's cheaper. Why would you think that's cheaper? Because you don't value time. When you don't value time, you're not gonna last entrepreneurship, period. That's just the way it works. It's not my fault, it's just the way God created it, right? You gotta know that time is that one thing you can't get back. Money is the cheapest things ever, because you get money for $20 an hour. You can work at a regular job, maintain $20 an hour so you can fuel a business that's gonna pay you 2 times that in any given hour while you're sleeping, right? That's the whole point of entrepreneurship. So with that being said, I have a quote. We're gonna dive into the question and then we're gonna address 5 powerful tips that I wanna give to you to help with your business, but also to address the question we're about to have, right? So in this lesson, you will discover why most newbies getting involved with wholesaling and real estate are getting their contracts canceled. They also get threats and in trouble and attract the worst of seller attitudes, okay? Meaning people that are sellers, they signed, but somehow they changed their mind, right? These 5 powerful tips cover title, before buyer, pre-qualified buyer, fear and attraction, a couple of things we're gonna talk about. So let's get into the question real quick. Help, please. If the grace period for an inspection expires, does this mean, as the wholesaler, I will be liable for title fee from the title company if I can't find a buyer? There was no EMD placed on the contract. There was no deposit, earnest money deposit, right? So would I be in default under the contract if it reads, if buyer defaults under this contract, any and all monies deposited by buyers shall be retained by seller as full liquidated damages? But if you remember, this person just said there was no real EMD, but somehow some money will be lost, right? The owner is so difficult to work with and inflexible. All right, we're gonna talk about that in a second. Closing for the property is next week, but I have no buyer. How is closing next week if there are no buyers? I don't understand. The initial buyer changed his mind, so now the seller has threatened to sue me if I don't bring a buyer to the table. Can he do this? I used the purchase agreement, which under the inspection contingency reads that the buyer may cancel in writing with a written notice prior to the expiration of inspection period. However, the inspection period lapsed. Any suggestions are appreciated. All right, so let's get into this really, really quickly. Let's get into this real quickly. To answer this question, I have 5 things that you must keep in mind at all times when it comes to wholesaling in real estate. Okay, wholesaling in real estate is the heart and the science of finding deeply discounted properties for willing and able and pre-qualified buyers. Speaking of pre-qualified buyers, let's talk about that really quickly. A couple of things went wrong here, and that's why you're having all this canceled contract. Now, for a fact, you're gonna have canceled contracts even after taking care of this, but you will reduce that number by simply not making some of these mistakes. Okay. You started title before buyer. Did you start searching title before you actually have a pre-qualified buyers in place? That's wrong. Don't start title work unless you have a buyer in place. The first thing to do is make sure that there's a willing and able buyer on a property before you contact the title company. So I know you have a contract in place that somebody has signed. By the way, your contract is not all that enforceable, okay? The contract is designed as a placeholder so that you can go to work and get this deal done. No one is trying to sue anybody. No one should be worried about that. We'll talk about that in a second. But keyword thing here is that don't start title before the buyer. Basically, in this business, don't be too honest. Don't get too honest that you don't make any money. Worse, you don't get to serve the people you're trying to serve. Okay, you're too honest and you end up not serving the people you need to serve. See, that's not good. You know, something's not hiding up there, right? So don't start title, much less owing title fees, before you have a pre-qualified and able and willing buyer, right? So the second thing, the second hack or second tips I'm gonna give you right now, make sure you pre-qualify your buyers. Of course. What does that mean? They need to give you a proof of funds. Okay, before they even go see the property, they need to give you proof of funds. And now, if you're gonna get into a situation where you're gonna be made to feel stupid for not giving them access to the property, they'll tell you, who does that? Let me just go see the property. BS. You don't have to do that, okay? You don't have to do that when you have options, okay? You don't have to do that when you have a pipeline mindset and you understand that I got way too many buyers on my list to worry about your crap. You need to, unless I know you have a relationship with you and I know you do close deals, no, you're not going to go see a property. Matter of fact, you're not going to have address to the property unless you're pre-qualified. Pre-qualified means they show proof of funds, okay, on their name, okay? And if someone is willing to go through that and show you that, there's a chance they are pre-qualified and they're ready to buy something. Then you show that, then you give them the address and give them access to the property to go look at the property, right? So the second thing is to make sure you pre-qualify your buyers, okay? The other thing here is fear and attraction. This is how they work. Fear and attraction is the third tip that I have for you. What you fear the most, you will attract, okay? So if you show up with the energy like, I'm scared, I don't know if this person is gonna work with me or not. I don't know, this buyer has attitude, I don't know if they will chew me up and spit me out. If you have that fear before you show up to a buyer, you are gonna attract exactly that because they can smell it, they will sniff it. It's like a lion sniffing a meat, okay, in the jungle, right? Basically, don't show up with that kind of energy. If you show up with that kind of energy, you understand this in other aspects of life. You know, people will chew you up and spit you out because the confidence is not there. They're not confident that you can serve them when you show up that way. So, and I smell that all over the question, fear and attracting exactly what you fear the most. I don't care if a seller has a bad attitude or other stuff. I don't care about that. I'm showing up to find out what's your problem so I can help you solve the problem, okay? So, speaking of, identify why is the fourth tip. Identify the problem. Identify why you're there. It can't be about you making money. If it's about you making money, then you're gonna show up with all this fear and all this, you're gonna be scared shitless and you're gonna wanna say the right things. There's no right thing to say unless you find out why they called you or why they entertained you, right? You need to identify the problem. Once you identify the problem, then you stay stuck on solving that problem. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to ever memorize. What is the problem? Is this you? Identify the person, identify the property. Why do you want to sell? Are you open to selling? Why do you want to sell? If money is the problem for them, chances are you can't solve their problem as a wholesaler. You need to put on the hat of an agent. So transfer that lead to the agent who is in your team, somebody you work with, to take care of them, right? But if time is not on their side, if time is their problem, then basically they need to get out. They can't afford to hold on to the property, right? Then you can solve their problems, right? And you stay stuck on that. You get them to sign the paperwork, not because the paperwork is enforceable. You don't care about that. You just want to have something handy so you can run to work and go tell somebody, listen, I got it in black and white. Somebody's willing to get rid of a property at a discount, okay? Negotiations is extremely easy if you're talking to motivated sellers. If they're not a motivated seller, it gets that much harder, right? Does that make sense? So identify the problem, okay? The fifth thing, you need to have a pipeline mindset. Motivated sellers only. Don't deal with anything else. Deal with motivated sellers only. Spend your time on motivated sellers, no more, no less. Don't spend your time with people that have nasty attitudes. It's not worth it. You're not going to convert them to good attitude. It's just not going to happen. Not only that, everybody else is going to try to do that, to be nicer to them and stuff like that. They need to be nice up front and see you as the savior, as the messiah of their problem. If they don't, you need to keep it moving to the next person in your pipeline. So you need to generate leads. You need to learn how to generate leads, either seller or buyers, whichever one you focus on. You need to generate more people. Now, if you want to be more profitable as we move into the new era of wholesaling, you need to focus on generating buyers, okay? The game already has deals that they can't close. So focus on generating buyers for the whole game at large, for wholesalers, for agents and stuff like that, and do it digitally. You don't have to leave your house. If you want to learn how to do that, go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and download this book for free. And if you go there right now, I'll give you real estate money secrets for free as well. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.